Billy Guilfoyle's dad shifted gears and gunned the engine.
"Hang on, kiddo!" he shouted over the roar. "Sign says curves ahead!"
The convertible rocketed up the winding country road like it was the Space Lizard's galaxy blaster from Billy's favorite comic books.
"Woohoo!" cried Billy.
The top was down. Wind whipped through Billy's hair. Gravel spewed out from under the tires. Bugs splattered on the windshield. It was awesome. His dad was awesome. No, his dad was fun. His mother, well, she had to be more serious because she was a math professor, not a writer of cool TV commercials like his dad. But together, they were kind of perfect. At least Billy thought so. His parents, not so much. That was why Billy would be spending the summer with his mom, but not his dad. In a cabin. On a lake. In the middle of nowhere. His mom was already there. His dad would haul Billy up to the cabin, then whip back around to spend the summer at their apartment in New York City. Billy wished they could all be together, but there was nothing he could do to change his parents' minds. After all, he was just a kid. He sank a little lower in his seat as his dad piloted the screaming convertible through the road's breakneck curves. Yup, even the car had more power than Billy.
"Have you been getting enough sleep, hon?" his mother asked while Billy's dad emptied the car.
Billy stood in what he figured was the Lake Cottage's front yard, a scraggly patch of weeds and dirt. People always thought Billy needed a nap because he had heavy-lidded eyes and a long, droopy face.
"I'm fine, Mom."
"Okay," his mother said with a smile that looked like it hurt. "Well, welcome to Lake Katrine. I think you'll like it up here. We have a dock out back and a rowboat." Billy nodded. He wasn't all that big on water sports.
"You can go exploring out on the island," she added.
"Great," Billy played along. He didn't want to make his mom feel sadder than he could tell she already did.
"Oh, I nearly forgot. I saw some other kids in the cottages on either side of ours. Two of the boys look like they're your age. Maybe you guys will become friends this summer."
Billy's dad hauled over Billy's suitcase.
"That should do it."
"Thank you, Bill," his mother said politely.
"No problem, Kim."
His dad stared off at the sparkling water behind the cabin.
"Good old Lake Katrine."
"I'm surprised you remember it."
"Definitely. But I don't remember this cabin. Who'd you rent it from, Davy Crockett?"
He had a point. Billy's home for the next 10 weeks looked like it had been built out of jumbo-sized Lincoln logs. The screened-in porch was filled with furniture made from bent tree branches. Also, and this was sort of weird, security cameras were mounted all over the place, under the eaves of the gable roof, up in the nook of a nearby tree, over in the far corner of the porch. Their little red lights blinked at Billy.
"I rented it from Dr. Libris," said Billy's mother.
"Who's he?" asked Billy.
"Dr. Xiong Libris. He also owns the island out in the middle of the lake."
"Xiong?" said Billy.
"It's Chinese and spelled with an X. Dr. Libris is a professor at my college. Since he won't be coming up here this summer, I was able to rent his cabin at a very reasonable price."
She narrowed her eyes a little when she said that last bit, because Billy's dad wasn't very good at managing money. Billy had learned this, and wished he hadn't, by listening to his parents argue late at night when they thought he was asleep. Apparently, his dad spent too much money on silly toys. And according to Billy's dad, his mom needed to lighten up
relax and not crunch so many numbers.
Maybe I could win the lottery, thought Billy. Then all their money problems would disappear.
In his mind, Billy could see it. Him holding a jumbo-sized cardboard check for $50 million. His parents hugging and kissing each other and agreeing with the governor that it was okay just this once for a 12-year-old kid to be the Mega Lotto jackpot winner.
Well, said Billy's dad, I'd better go. We have a client meeting first thing tomorrow.
He hopped into the convertible.
See you in a couple weeks, kiddo.
And with one last wave, Billy's father sped down the road, his tires spitting gravel the whole way.